So are we having fun this evening? Great. Well, during the week here at Augusta, at least for myself, and I know a lot of the other musicians who are here, it's a chance to meet people that you don't get a chance to meet too often. And we have four young musicians for you for this next set, people who I've actually had a chance to meet, not for the first time, but to enjoy their enthusiasm and their company this week, and they have great interest in the music, and they play, it seems, well, they definitely play a lot more than I do, but they play at odd hours, and they like to play late into the night, and they share music and stories and fun and enjoy each other's company. So it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you on fiddle from Virginia, Brendan Callahan, who some of you may have seen Brendan earlier on today. He also is a composer of music, and he's a great, great fiddler. James Egan, also on fiddle from Baltimore. Again, I shared some great music with James earlier on. Aaron Alwell on flute and fiddle. He plays a left-handed fiddle, which is very, very unusual to see. And his father, Pat, of course, is a famous flute maker, also from Virginia. They're also joined on piano by Matt Mulqueen, who I think originally comes from Baltimore. And their rhythm section is Les Getchell, who's going to play the baron for you this evening. And last but not least, we're going to have some great, great dancing from Jordan Dudney. So please put your hands together and welcome on stage Brendan Callahan, James Egan, Aaron Alwell, Matt Mulqueen, Les Getchell, and Jordan Dudney. Thanks very much.
putting rosin on the bow. This will take a minute, I'm sorry. My shirt's not as exciting as Brendan's, neither are my shoes, but I'm doing my best. Okay. I'm going to do, what am I going to do? I'll do a jig, and I'll do some reels after that, and I'm not sure of all the names, so I won't go into that. Have Matt and Les will play with me.
Thank you. Me and Brendan are going to play a few jigs now. The first one is a common tune called The Pipe on the Hob. It's usually played in A minor, and we've kind of slowed it down a little bit and put it in G minor. And I have no names for the other three tunes, so I'll call it that.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we're going to finish up now with another set of reels. The last one's called the Congress Reel. I think Jimmy knows some of the other names. I'm really bad with names. My class this week can attest to that. See? I told you so.
The first one's called the Lads of Leith, right? Is that what it's called?
I guess. That's not it.
Okay, the second one.
We're really organized here, aren't we?
Sorry.
False alarm.
Sorry. Don't pay no attention to that. Sorry about that.
There you go.
Ready? You ready? One, two, ready?
Thanks very much. I'm walking out here all evening and I can't remember what I'm supposed to say. And the notes I'm writing all night long feverishly backstage, I can't read when I come out here. It's a desperate situation to be in. I want to let you know that there's no dancing, there's no dance up at the pavilion tonight. But apparently there's going to be spontaneous dancing throughout the college here. And I'm going to dance a step for you, apparently, just before we finish this evening. So don't forget that. Our next artist, I know he's probably going to kill me when I say this because I'm really not sure whether he's a Tipperary man or a Waterford man, but he comes from Carrick on Shore. And apparently Carrick on Shore is on the River Shore. someone said it's the sewer. I said, no, it's not the sewer, it's the Shore. And I'm not sure whether he comes from the Tipperary side or the Waterford side, but anyway. I know that he'll probably set you straight in a few minutes. He has lived in Boston since the mid-1970s. He's a nephew of the Clancy Brothers, and he worked with the Clancy Brothers for many, many years, and he also, in more recent times, worked with Liam Clancy and Donald Clancy. He made his first album. By the way, are you impressed that I'm not looking at these notes anymore? I hope you are. He made his first album in 1982. I now have drawn a blank, I better look at my notes. he's now concentrating on a solo career, and I know he's a lovely man to meet, and he's a joy to hear as well. And I'm supposed to keep talking now while we're getting the stage fixed up. He's worked with also with Jimmy Keane and with Mick Maloney. And I better not, I could tell you a joke. Actually, I better not tell you a joke because I might insult somebody in the audience here this evening. What's that? Well, do you just want to hear a joke? Well, no, I don't mean to offend or insult anybody, but anyway, this fellow went into a paint shop in Dublin and he bought a can of paint. He said to the store man, he said, I want a can of white paint, please. And the store man said, great. And he went down and brought back the can of paint and he said, how much do I owe you? And he asked him, £10, 50p. So he gives him the money anyway. And the shop owner goes over to the cash register to make the change in that. And of course, this fella is looking at the can and he sees on the side of the can it says, manufactured in Tipperary. So anyway, the shop owner comes back to him and he said to him, just to make some kind of short talk, he said, you know, nothing good ever came out of Tipperary. I hope you'll get this one. Nothing good ever came out of Tipperary, only whores and hurlers. And the shopkeeper said to me, I beg your pardon, my wife happens to be from Tipperary. And the customer said to me, what position does she play? So anyway, are we ready there, lads, on stage? How are yous doing? How about a round of applause for our stage hands here this evening? And the sound crew, the monitor engineers, and our store engineers also. Well, I better not tell you it's another joke. It'll be a long evening. Actually, I had a long one to tell you, and I decided it was too long because in the middle of the joke, they'd be ready. And now the reverse has happened. Help! Here we go. So please put your hands together and give a great, great welcome to singer-songwriter Robbie O'Connell. Thanks very much.
Hello there. It's been a few years, about 7 or 8 years since I was here, and it's great to be back. But I'm still as tall as I was before. Maybe I got bigger. His heart is free of every care. He only dreams about tomorrow. He seldom speaks of yesterday. Love knows no bounds. Love has no season. It blooms as bright as a summer rose. It lasts for years or for no reason. It fades away like the winter snow. When a woman loves, she fears no danger. She'll conquer all standing in her way. But a woman's love, if it ever changes, it can pierce your heart like a cold steel blade. Love knows no bounds. Love has no season. It blooms as bright as a summer rose. It lasts for years or for no reason. It fades away like the winter snow. Like a garden, if you don't take care,
tall. When the days get short, the ground can harden and leave your heart like a withered stalk. Love knows no bounds, love has no season. It blooms as bright as a summer rose. It lasts for years or for no reason. It fades away like the winter snow.
I'd like to ask Mick Maloney to come out and join me for the next song. I wrote this song close to 10 years ago, I think, about an Irishman called Joe Doherty, who was a strange case. He was in jail here for over 8 years of his life, although he never committed a crime here, nor was ever even charged with a crime here. It's a long story, but he was fighting a legal battle that went on all those years to try and get status here as a political refugee. And he won each step along the way until finally the Supreme Court ruled against him. And he was sent back to jail in the north of Ireland. But I'm happy to report that he was one of the first people released last year as part of the peace process. However, there are still people in countries all over the world, probably thousands of people who are in jail for their beliefs or their principles, and this song is for them. This is called The Winning Side. Another hour has passed away, another slowly turning moment of another endless day. Nothing's changed at all. He still walks from wall to wall. And every year that passes by will be one less year for living when he finally steps outside. A heavy price to pay to waste your life away. Ah, but justice is a fickle thing. One law for the common man, another for the king. And don't you know, when kings can't win the game, it won't be long till all the rules are changed. And it's all justified when you're on the winning side. Stands in jail today could well become tomorrow's leader. That's how history often plays. The price it's understood is sometimes paid in blood. And when the battle lines are drawn, who can foretell who'll be the one to play the king or play the pawn? Who'll bear the blame in such a deadly game? Ah, but justice is a fickle thing. One law for the common man, another for the king. And don't you know, when kings can't win the game, it won't be long till all the changed, and it's all justified when you're on the winning side. Even
One day is too much time to be held without a charge, to be condemned without a crime. A cruel irony in the land of liberty. For when it comes to human rights, why is it always in some foreign land we choose to stand and fight? When will we realize what's right before our eyes? Ah, but justice is a fickle thing. One law for the common man, another for the king. And don't you know when kings can't win the game? It won't be long till all the rules are changed, and it's all justified when you're on the winning side. Oh, it's all justified when you're on the winning side.
Thank you, Mick. Well, for us native-born Irish, going back over to Ireland for a visit can be a damn dangerous thing. Not for political reasons, but when you still have lots of friends and relatives that only see you every now and again, there's some strange reason they always feel compelled to take you out to some great little pub they know and keep you there till 5 o'clock in the morning. And it's great, you know, the first couple of nights you're having a ball, you're catching up on old times. So to be honest, by the end of the first week, you're finding it harder and harder to get out of bed in the afternoons. By the end of the second week, you're looking up the yellow pages for liver transplants. The worst of all is that final night in Ireland before you leave. They take great delight in putting you back on the plane as some kind of a basket case. And in such condition a few years ago, I started to write this song. You may be able to pick up on the chorus of this. If you can, it'd be lovely to hear you sing along. I'd been back home in Ireland just to visit some old friends. But the days had gone by quickly, it was time to leave again. I'd had so many wild nights in the week or two that passed. I was almost glad that this would be the last. But I didn't